Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, and this is the podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. If you ask people about their biggest regret in like one of the biggest mistakes they made when starting business, a lot of people will point to the fact that they didn't have an email list. And while this episode will not focus specifically on growing an email list, I feel like number two, the second biggest mistake I feel people are doing is they're not starting webinars soon enough, because webinars have a lot of power to create a very engaging experience and help you get a lot of revenue in just a few days. And we'll be talking about that in today's episode. So today's guest started out with no money and then emerged as one of the leaders in the webinar niche. He speaks at major online business and internet marketing events all around the world. He helps people with no products or lists create webinars and sell between $2,200 and $22,000 in one weekend. He also founded the X10 Effect Company, which is focused on the delivery of authoritative and up-to-date tools, products, training, and strategies for online business. Today's guest for episode 133 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Steven Essa. Steven, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. A pleasure to be here, mate. I'm in Brisbane at the moment on tour and looking forward to the interview.
I'm really looking forward to taking a deep dive as well. And as I mentioned in that intro, starting the email list too late is the biggest regret. I feel like webinar is coming up as something where that's going to be the second biggest regret for a lot of people who are successful. So I'm wondering, before we explore like really crushing it with webinars, why webinars? What got you started with that?
Yeah, I think what got me started with it was just how easy it was, really. Sitting down and trying to craft an offer, like a sales letter, and do a copywriting, course to be able to do that. It's just too difficult. You pay thousands of dollars for a copywriting course, and even then, I wasn't a great writer. So I basically had no chance of making sales with my copywriting, and I didn't have $10,000 to pay a good copywriter to write a sales letter. So basically, when I saw the webinar platform, I said, well, this is really easy, because all you need is some PowerPoint slides and, a few cues to talk, and you're away. So basically, I just felt it was an easier way for me to communicate, because it's my preferred method of communication was talking over writing. So a mentor of mine told me that this webinar thing was available, and I went along to GoToWebinar in 2008 to check it out, and it was really easy. I just set it up, invited some people, and in my first webinar, 15 people showed up, and I made two sales of a product that I hadn't created yet. I said, I'll create the product later if it works, and basically made $594 with 15 people on the call, and got really, really excited that night.
Wow, I was just thinking about that. I mean, like 15 people, $594. That's a really solid revenue you're making for each conversion. I mean, I'm just trying to rattle those numbers in my head. That's more than $30 on average for each person who signed up for that particular webinar. And it is definitely a talking format, which is different from writing. And you could talk a lot more words per minute than you can write per minute. But one of the things with webinars, you mentioned before, you got to have the PowerPoint presentations, keynote if you're a Mac. But what do you believe is the structure of an epic webinar? Because there are a lot of models out there, but what seems to be working for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of models out there. The one that I created a kind of like a I call it the $1 million X10 Effect blueprint that we have in our company. It's pretty solid, and it's probably made over $100 million for me and my clients since 2008. And it's also a formula. Before I tell you the formula, I'll tell you how it sort of evolved. I did that first webinar following a typical formula that most people do, where they have a headline and they talk a little bit about themselves, and then they get into the information and then make a pitch. What happened with me, I started coaching people on how to do this process when I was, doing really well with it myself. and I would just watch and critique a lot of webinars. So I was literally coaching people for 12 to 16 hours a day in the first 3 years of the business while I was figuring out, you know, how to grow a business, how to be a business owner and do all that stuff. And I used to watch and try to make it even easier. So eventually I put it down into this PowerPoint template where I literally, you know, put fill in the blanks. So I even put a headline in there like discover how to, you know, blank, you know, where you put your topic in there in, you know, blank amount of time or make blank amount of money or what the results were, you know, for the headline that someone was going to be stating as their big promise for their headline. And then I just kept doing that and refining it, had people fill it in and present it to me, to the point where in the first 3 years I'd made so many of my clients millionaires, and literally we built businesses off the back of webinars. People came to me not even with an idea in a lot of cases. They saw me speaking and said, this webinar thing's really good. I really don't know what I could do, but I do know a few different things that I could potentially go into. And we literally launched multi-million dollar businesses that are still around today as a result of people just kicking off with the platform. So that's how powerful it was. You know, people didn't even have an idea initially to start with, and we were able to use this template. So after 3 years, I basically said to myself, what can I do to really market this, to get it out there, to really promote myself as the webinar guy and really prove that this works, you know, better than anything else when it comes to making an online business. This is the best model, hands down. And that's when my brother-in-law, Mark Anastasi, who I'm on tour with now, was releasing his book, The Laptop Millionaire, which became a New York Times bestseller. And he was exhausted from writing his book. So I said, what are you going to do now? You finished the book and it's out. He said, I'm going to take a holiday. I said, you can't take a holiday. You've got to go on tour and promote your book. That's what you have to do. I was in a death metal band for 13 years. And when you release an album, the last thing you do is go on a holiday. You've got to go on tour and try to sell that album. And same thing with the book. Excuse me. And so basically I said to him, look, I've got an idea. Why don't you, we run a 3-day event all over the world. On the first day, give me 90 minutes to bring a whole bunch of people on stage. We will let the audience select one of them randomly by what they talk about. So each person will say what they would possibly do a webinar about. And the audience will vote for one. I will work with that person, fill in my $1 million X10 Effect PowerPoint template. And on the Sunday, we will launch them live. We'll promote the webinar online and we will launch them live on stage and run the webinar live and then announce how much money we make. He's like, are you sure? And I said, I am sure I can make this happen. It's like this template is so good, I can make this happen. Anyway, so he gave me 90 minutes on the Friday. We picked the audience picked someone out. And then I spent about 2 hours with them putting the PowerPoint together, and I would have them present it back to me. So it's really amazing how many people, Mark, are brilliant copywriters, but they sell themselves short. For example, if I ask someone, a business owner, to write a long-winded sales letter or a sales message about their product or service or what they do, they will struggle. It will sound terrible. You know, usually starts out with, are you sick and tired of being depressed or blah, blah, blah? And they put all these questions down and it's just like rubbish. But when I ask them to present a webinar to me with, you know, what the giving me their content, giving me their steps, giving me what they've actually achieved, who they've helped, the results they've gotten for people, words of gems and diamonds come out of their mouth. And it's usually not at the start. At the start, they're in the presenter voice. And about a quarter of the way through, halfway through, and three quarters through, I just sit down and make notes of what they say. And they say really, really powerful things because they've stopped thinking and they've started talking about what they know. And no one knows that better than them, their experiences, what they do. And I make notes and I go, see how you said this word, this sentence down here, how you said, and it gives you the three effective ways of really catapulting your health and wellness into another level. I mean, you see how you said that down there? We need to put that at the start of the webinar. In fact, that's a really good headline. That's a better headline than the one you've got right now on how to lose, you know, 5 kilos in the next 10 days or whatever. This is actually better. Let's put that at the top. And all of these gems start coming out when you're listening to someone for 60 minutes. And that's what I would literally do. I wouldn't interrupt them. They go through the whole thing. And then I would go through systematically and go, okay, at the start, you said this. You got to say it this way. You got to add more passion to your voice. You're not passionate enough. You sound nervous. Crank the passion. Okay, on this one, you're being too vague. You know, you're saying you're trying to attract everyone. Let's really, you know, nut it down and get it down to the specific pain that that person is in that target market, and go after them. And if you want to do another webinar for, you know, 60-year-old plus people, we can do that on another webinar. But for this one, let's really nail this down and get this dialed in. And then go through the process like that and critique it for them. I would have them present it again if we had time. In some cases, I only had like a few hours with them and they just practiced it once and went live. And we did this over 25 times in 12 cities around the world. We went around the world twice over an 18-month period. And we made money every single time, between $2,000 to $22,000. We generate. In fact, one guy made even more than they made over $30,000 in the end, because the replay kept bringing in more sales. And there was three times where we made zero sales as well. So the three times we made zero. And this is what, you know, my wife Karina and my brother-in-law were like, what if it doesn't work? And I said, well, I'm pretty sure it's going to work every time, but if it doesn't work, it'll even be better. We will find a way to work around it. And that's what I did. When it didn't work one time, I basically brought the guy up on stage and say, all right, guys, now we ran the webinar. We didn't make money. These things happen in an online business. Not everything will work. In your business, in a traditional business, not every bit of marketing that you do is going to work every time. But here's the thing. How about we analyze it, and how about we have a look at why it didn't work? And there's only ever two reasons why a webinar doesn't work, Mark. And the first one is not even the webinar presenter's fault. This is a really, really big relief for a lot of people. The first reason is the wrong target market turned up to your webinar. Now, I don't care how good you are at selling or speaking or marketing or copywriting. If you get the wrong people coming to your website, your webinar, or walking into your store, you are not going to make a sale, because they are the wrong target market. In fact, how many of us have wasted our breath, wasted our time on someone we knew was the wrong kind of person? They weren't qualified for our product. They didn't suit our product, but we still tried to make the sale anyway because we needed a sale that day. We end up spending an hour or 2 hours talking to them, only for them to walk away and us to be frustrated. So when you get the wrong people to any marketing message or any business, you're not going to make a sale. So everyone, wipe the sweat from your eyebrow right now and go, phew, that wasn't even my fault. and the second reason, now the second reason we don't make a sale on a webinar, that is our fault, and that's something we can control, and that's by creating an irresistible offer. When you are doing a webinar presentation and you're giving great information, as we'll go through the structure that we follow at X10Effect, what you've got to do at the end is you've got to make an offer so irresistible that the person who's watching the webinar has to take action right now. And there's many, many different triggers and things and ways to do that. But what I used to do when I first started, Mark, was I used to lay in bed at night and I used to go to bed thinking about how do I make this webinar offer so irresistible that every single person who watches this webinar tomorrow will take it up? What do I need to say? What do I need to do? What do I need to offer? What do I need to include to make this so irresistible every single person is going to jump off their seat, rush to their wallet, get their credit card and put it in at the end of the webinar, okay? Or take whatever action I want them to take. For example, you know, if we're running an event and it's free, you know, how do I make sure what I say to make them get there? Because we don't always have to offer a product or a service at the end of a webinar. We can get people into a high-end package where you do an interview close, where you basically tell them about something that you do, but they have to qualify for that. So you want them to book an interview with you. Okay, if you're selling houses, you know, you might not try and sell the house directly off there. You might need to talk to people first, interview them, go through your process, and then help them to decide whether that's the right thing for them or not and make the sale that way. So whatever you're trying to do, whatever your offer is, everyone's got to make some sort of offer. You've got to make it irresistible, and you've got to think about what do I need to say, what do I need to do, what do I need to include to make that irresistible. And that was the sort of process I went through. And then what I started realizing was, hang on a minute, I've got this amazing killer system. I'm making all these people rich and they're only paying me once. So what I started doing at that stage was partnering with certain students and taking 50% of the business for helping them facilitate. And now I have five companies that make me anything from $10,000 to $100,000 a month. And I look for more of those, and I help people with that webinar process.
And it's amazing how much revenue you could generate from webinars. I mean, you've been able to, just from those companies, make so much revenue. and the hundreds of millions of dollars you've been able to generate for yourself and also for your clients. And this idea of making 2,200 to 22,000 in one weekend, I mean, that's something that a lot of people want to learn more about. But you say you could do a webinar even if you don't have a product or a list. So it's not just for people with a proven product, with a large audience. And I see with the product, it's about promoting it as an irresistible offer, and you don't necessarily have to have it created yet. But what about the list side? So how do we achieve these big results with a webinar, even if we don't really have a list?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is if someone's starting out with no list, they're probably starting out with just creating their product. They've probably just created it and they're looking to get started. What my goal is, we've got to set achievable goals. And, you know, when you look at a website, a good conversion on a website is 1%. You know, that's a good converting website. I've launched many different website businesses over the years. I've launched software, 6 or 7 software products. I've made $50,000 plus in 4 days when we launched. I've done, you know, selling $47 products and all of that. So I've done both sides. I'm not just someone who just done webinars and that's it. I mean, in my first 3-4 years online, I tried everything so that I could see what was the best so I could pursue that after 4 years and become financially free and do all the things I wanted to do. So the first thing that the first achievable goal I set for people is if a website converts at 1%, which is 1 person out of 100, and the average product on a website is $30, any more than $30 or any more than $100, you know, you're going to struggle to get even 1% conversion. So I tell people a webinar converts at 10%. The webinar, the benchmark for your webinar is 10%. If you're selling more than 10%, then you probably want to look at putting the price up. If you're selling lower than 10%, you've either got the wrong people there or your irresistible offer is not there. So I want you to focus on getting 10 people to your webinar this week. Because why 10? 10 is achievable and 10 will get us a sale. 10 targeted people a week is all you want to do. Okay, now it sounds too, you know, when I say to people, can you get 100 people to your website? People go, oh, well, you know, not really. Most people could not get 100 people to their website this week. But if I said to you, can you get 10 people who haven't seen your webinar, who would be interested in your webinar, could you find and invite 10 people? The answer is yes, because we all know 10 people on Facebook who are our friends, who are colleagues, on LinkedIn. We all know people at work that we've been talking about. For example, you know, one of the guys I worked with, the first company I ever created outside of mine that I took a percentage in, I said to him, give me 3 topics that you know about that you would want to talk about on a webinar. He said, well, I'm an accountant, I've been a personal trainer, and I'm an options trader in the stock market. I said, which one do you love the most and do you talk about most to people? He said, the options trading. I said, now, if we put a webinar together this week, could you invite 10 people? He said, easily. He said, I've been talking to my boss about this. I've been talking about my friend, my family. I could invite people that I've been talking about at barbecues, and I've been talking about at, I think you say cookouts in America, right? I watch Eddie Murphy, and he said, cookout. Don't go to a cookout. And you've been talking to people about this stuff anyway. So I said, okay, great. Could you invite them this week to a webinar for an hour, and would they show up? And he said, absolutely. In fact, he got 9 people to a webinar. We sold the product that he hadn't created about options trading yet, and he made 3 sales at $997. And every single one of us that's been listening to your podcast and many, many other internet experts out there could find one method like Facebook ads, which can easily get you 10 people to your webinar. And you're making a sale at, say, $300, which is what I teach people to do, create a $300 information course, which is basically more webinars offered to people at the end of your initial webinar, sell it for $300. Now you've got 10 people coming there, you're making $300. You can reinvest some of that money back into Facebook ads to get another 10 people there the next week, and you're off and running. This is the way I create an online business. All of our $1 million business start this way.
And the math really does make a lot of sense, especially when, again, thinking for your first webinar, you got 15 people, but you made $594. I mean, just put that into Facebook ads and getting 15 people, like even if it's like $20 per conversion, which is like insanely high for Facebook, which you could probably get like 2 to 3 for a really good ad per conversion, you're still making a profit. So I definitely see how the numbers add up, but hosting a webinar I feel like it's more complicated than just writing a blog post or doing a YouTube video. So how can we condition ourselves to just get up to the mic with the slides and do more webinars?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the I think definitely the structure. It all comes down to the structure, and the structure I follow is in our three-step system. So number one is the introduction. You know, if, what I find is most people are great speakers if they know what they're talking about, and they're not you know, scared or worried about or stressed about what am I going to talk about next. If we know what's coming up around the corner, we're less frightened. You know, I'm petrified when I have to get up and do a talk on something that I know little about. Whereas I can jump on this interview, like you said, like I said to you, just take the interview wherever you want to go, because I feel confident to talk about any area of this this business, because I've talked about it for so much and done all of it. So whenever we know what's coming up, we're less frightened and we're more confident. So or put together your introduction, and it should go for about 10 minutes. So the intro is the first step in the X10 Effect three-step system for creating a million-dollar webinar. So your introduction must consist of a killer marketing hook, a great headline that hooks people in. Now, the chances are you've probably used that on your webinar registration page and in the emails and Facebook ads, or however you've gotten people there, you've hooked them in with that headline. And that needs to be something like, you know, attention property investors or attention business owners, discover the three steps to, you know, generating $20,000 a month from your next property that you purchase, or from your business, or from webinars, or from podcasting, or whatever it is. Really make it clear on who the target market is and the specific results that they can get from that. Like, it could be the best result you've achieved, you know, like my business partner did $160,000 on a webinar, and I wasn't even there. I made 80 grand and I didn't turn up. I didn't talk. I didn't have to deliver a product. I never talked to any customers in that business, and I just made 80 grand and I was on holidays for 3 months in Europe with my wife, which I do every year. You know, if you'd like to know how to do that, register for this webinar. So basically what we want to do is have a great marketing hook as the introduction. We then need to make sure we really touch on in the introduction who this webinar's for. Okay, so you really want to, and you, all of us have seen this on webinars. Okay, we've seen, I've watched and critiqued so many webinars and taken the best pieces out that makes this automatable. Okay, that makes this so simple that anybody can implement this. At the end of listening to this podcast, you could put this together, listen back, rewind this, listen to what Mark said, listen to what I'm saying, and put this together and run a webinar this week. And if you get 10 targeted people there and make a great offer, you'll make a sale. I mean, I've had a guy listen to a podcast that I ran on Eventual Millionaire podcast with a lovely lady who runs that podcast, Eventual Millionaire. And this guy sent me a video and said, I've made over $1 million since listening to that podcast interview of you going through that template. And it's not just him. There's many others that have done it as well. So this is the formula. Here it is. Tell them who it's for. This webinar is for you is the second slide. If you're in this situation right now, if you're going through this pain and you want to get this result, if you've got this situation and you want this, and you know, everyone who's an expert knows what pain and what situation their target market is in. Really touch on that and really dig your finger into it to really make sure that they are present, because these days there's so many webinars out there. If you're not really connecting with the audience, which this slide is designed to do, then they're not zoned in. They're going to be on Facebook. They're going to be on Instagram while they're listening, and they're going to be listening passively instead of actively. I want to get them involved. So I say things like, this webinar's for you. If you're sick and tired of not being able to sell your books and you're only making $30, stick with me, because I'll show you how to turn that book into a $300 product. In fact, I'll even show you how to turn it into a $1,000 or even $10,000 product and sell it with a webinar. And this webinar is for you if you're whatever market you're in, you know, you're sick and tired of not making money with property or whatever. So you want to go through the three or four points on who that market is for. And then you want to also go into your story. Now, a lot of people make a mistake with their story, Mark. They tend to talk about themselves and things that are irrelevant to the topic. Okay, so you want to keep it relevant. Three or four points that led you to this webinar. So, you know, you don't want to go back to, I was born in, you know, Fairfield in Sydney in 1975 and whatever. You want to get on, guys, I was a broke musician. I was sick of being broke. I wanted to make money so I could do music full time. How many of you on this webinar want to make money so you can do what you want in your spare time? Yeah, because I know that's what my audience wants, right? So you've got to know what you, what the real end result that your audience wants, and you got to touch on that. Well, what happened to me was I spent 13 years trying to make it and went broke and came back to Australia, and I said, that's it. I need to build a business. That's what I need to do. And I went into business and I tried to build a business. I tried network marketing. I tried this, and nothing seemed to work. It was a struggle. It was an uphill. Then someone said, why don't you do a webinar? I was like, what's a bloody webinar? How do you do that? What is that? Well, go to this website, check it out. Well, I went along there and I went, wow, this is amazing. I can just jump on and talk to anyone worldwide. And I could, all I need is a PowerPoint presentation, and bang, I made $594. Bang, I made $4,000 on April 7th. And then in May, I made $14,000. Then I did a joint venture and made $27,000. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And all of a sudden, people started asking me, hey, how did you do that? And I started teaching, and bang, they started making money. This vet made $1 million. This pilot I helped made £500,000. And this fitness expert made $1 million business. And I started all of a sudden becoming the webinar guy, and I actually found I loved helping people make money with it. And here I am on this webinar, and I'm going to show you today how you can make $1 million with webinars too. So stick with me. Here's some results I've gotten in the past. And that's where, Mark, in the introduction, we need to get to the proof as quickly as possible. Now more than ever, we need to be able to prove what we do. And this is why I went around the world and picked random people, because no other internet marketer in the world has done that. No one's had the guts to do it, and no one's had the ability to do it, okay? And that's why I did that, because I could say, no one's done this. My system's the best, because I can take any random person, put it in there, give me an hour with them, and I'll have it ready and making money. And there's my proof. Here's a guy that I did that with. Big check, standing on the stage, $9,000. This guy's an accountant, for goodness sakes. I made $9,000 with his information. This guy's a business consultant, made $11,000 with him. Plus, on top of that, my students that have made money over the years. This guy's a vet, made over $1 million. You know, so really get into three or four really good bits of proof. You know, that's what we want to do there. And then we want to get into, if you don't have proof, you can use statistics and things like that. And that should take only 10 minutes on a 60-minute webinar, Mark. And I find that people who talk about themselves for too long, you know, you can still make money with a webinar if you don't follow this formula, because you will get lucky, because people will hang around. They're really, really in pain and they really want the solution. But the chances of them coming back to a webinar that you run in the future is a lot less, because they felt a little bit cheated. So we don't want to take too long talking about ourselves, but we do need to make the connection, because people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And then the next part's the intro. It's a feel free to jump in, mate. Otherwise, I won't stop.
I mean, you're sharing so many great insights. I mean, just with this one answer alone, and you pointed out something that I never really thought of when it came to podcasts, but re-listen to episodes, and yes, I mean, I get it. I'm the host of the podcast. Like, I appreciate it. People like re-listen to my episodes over and over again, but you do get to learn a lot by re-listening, even if it's not this podcast. If there's an episode that resonates with you really well, like this one, don't listen to it once. Just re-listen to it a little, because you'll continue getting exposed to all the ideas that will help ignite you. And when it comes to reaching that ignition point, when it comes to reaching your full potential, some people feel stuck at that stage where they want to reach a certain milestone, but they're not quite there yet. They feel like they're doing a lot, but for some reason it's not happening. So what do you believe holds most people back from reaching their full potential?
Yeah, I think it's limiting beliefs around money, around business, around themselves that we've got, you know, from a young age. You know, like we've been brainwashed by our parents. The first thing is, well, you monkey see, monkey do. If you're watching your parents do something, complain about something, you know, they handle something in a certain way, you as a little kid are absorbing all that information. And it doesn't matter what you try to do later in life, and it doesn't matter how rational someone's point is. If I'm sitting here telling you that you need to sell the product first, and you grew up in an environment where selling was something that, you know, your dad always said, you know, salesmen are dirty and salesmen are terrible and selling is, you know, we've been ripped off by salespeople and whatever. You're going to grow up. It doesn't matter what someone says to you in the future. You're going to always put the glasses on that salespeople are terrible and salespeople are dirty and they rip people off and whatever. You know, so the first thing that we need to realize is that we have this upbringing, this conditioning. And on top of that, the media now absolutely destroys, particularly girls. You know, girls are, you know, what is a girl? What is a woman? What is, you know, female femininity? It's been destroyed by the media. But, you know, the self-esteem, you go and look at the mannequins. I mean, I lived in LA for 2 years and you go down Melrose and the size of the mannequins, it's like, you know, size 6 or size 8 or something like that. It's not the average Australian woman's size. It's not the average American woman's size. You know, it's just this fairy tale world of conditioning that this is what I need to look like, this is what I need to be. So in order to break through and be successful, we need to know first what these limiting beliefs are. And what my brother-in-law, the Unleashed, the Laptop Millionaire, always has our people at our seminars do is write down 100 reasons how you can make money. Write down 100 reasons how you can help people. Write down 100, all your limiting beliefs about money, what you heard when you were growing up as a child about money, what you heard about business, what you heard, all your limiting beliefs about yourself that you have, you know, and then really sit down and write down 100 positive limiting, 100 beliefs that contrast that. Like, for example, money comes to me in avalanches of abundance. I create the most irresistible offers on webinars that gets a 10% conversion or more every time. And reprogramming our minds through affirmations, through positive visualization. You know, we've seen already so much research into positive visualization through athletes. You know, they've found that athletes, when they think and run the race in their mind beforehand, the same neurons and the muscles trigger and ignite at that time. You know, I was watching the golf this week, and you know, a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Phil Mickelson was hitting the ball into a hazard on that particular hole and then three-putted the hole. And ironically, he was playing amazing this day. And when he got to that hole, bang, he hit it in the same spot he did all those years ago and he three-putted the hole as well. Now, is that a coincidence or is that a program that's running in the back that was caused by some sort of traumatic event, you know, like hitting the ball when you're winning a tournament into the hazard would cause trauma for just about any golfer, you know, and many traumas that we've had in life. So we need to reprogram our mind. We need to get refocused. And what really helps me, Mark, is on point two of the webinar that I talked about before, the second section was the content. What really helps me on a webinar is to give my best content. And that's what I teach people to do in our three-step system. The second part is the content. Give amazing content. Don't hold back. A lot of webinar teachers now are saying, hold back your best stuff. Don't give away your best stuff or they won't buy. Here's what I say. Give away your best stuff and they will buy more. And the internet is all about giving free content. You started this amazing podcast, Mark, because you wanted to give free content to people, to help their business, to grow a community, a tribe. You know, they would not come back if they didn't get great content. So give your best content, guys. I challenge you to try and give you all your best content in 40 minutes because you won't be able to do it anyway. But put it into 3 or 5 steps and give generously because then people who are taking notes will say, oh, my God, this has been so amazing, this webinar. Imagine how good his course is. Imagine how good if I get her to build this property for me because look how good she knows her stuff. Look how he knows his stuff and give great information for 40 minutes. And then at the end, the last 10 minutes, make an offer and make it irresistible.
Stephen, thank you for sharing with us those insights on some of the things we could do to reach our full potential. Limiting beliefs definitely being one of the big things that prevents us from achieving our full potential. And I do think we should take a look if there is a limit, just like look deeper into it. Why is it a limit? What are some of the things that could have influenced my behavior or influenced me when I was growing up? And you'll be able to tap into a lot of the ideas that can help you break through your full potential, and then you just set a new target for yourself. And one of the things I know people like to do in webinars is mention one of the challenges they faced on their journey. And I know this is technically not a webinar, but Stephen, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Because my family was never in business. They never, you know, never. I was never around business as a kid. I didn't understand, and I'd been brainwashed in the school system, which I failed miserably in. because I learned creatively. I learned from video. I learned from audio. I learned from touching. In fact, I learned to read because I was in a special needs class for reading when I first went to school, because English wasn't my first language. And they put audio tapes on headphones, and we followed along with the words as the tapes rolled. And I learned to read and spell really, really well from you know, that whole experience. So, you know, I never grew up around business. So when I first started, I actually tried to do everything myself. And I basically followed, you know, whatever my mentor told me to do, I followed that. And I found myself a lot of times, Mark, just sitting there, you know, overwhelmed, and I just did nothing. I became paralyzed. You know, for example, when I ran that first webinar and I made money, I emailed my list again, the small list of people that I picked up of 50 people, again the next week to do it again. And people showed up, and I offered the same thing again, and no one bought on the second webinar, you know, the next week. And I thought, okay, now I need to build a list. Like, I need fresh people. And then I'd been to the seminar, so I knew that there was YouTube. There was, faced social media. There wasn't Facebook ads back then, I don't think. It went in end of 2008, start of 2009, Facebook ads weren't kicked in yet. And they said, you know, you could do this. You could do interviews. You could do all these different ways. And I was just like, I was so overwhelmed as to which one to do, because you can't do everything. You know, that's why I always say to people, it's like, once you have your webinar converting with 1 in 10 people, you can now go and spend some money, but pick one traffic source at a time, one vertical, one channel at a time. Try YouTube. If that doesn't work, try joint ventures. Joint ventures, I made $1 million by putting a webinar together and then getting other people to promote it to their database for 50%. That's how I became a millionaire. I didn't do Facebook ads and whatever, all of that stuff. To me, that was hard. Still, it's the same formula I look at as the easiest formula. Build your webinar and then get someone, you know, who's got a database to promote it and give them half. Even if you've got to give them half of the back end as well, like your $10,000 product, which is the next part that you create. Give them half. So I sort of got stuck in that. And I remember, you know, when I was stuck, Mark, I ended up, instead of doing all these things, you know, I just sat down and watched TV the whole month of January. And I remember my sister would come back home and she'd say, "How's your internet business?" And I'd go, "Good." I was that overwhelmed that I did nothing. I was like a deer in the headlights. You know, I froze. And I'm thinking, I got to do something. So I went to another event, and a guy was talking about, ironically, interviewing people, right, and putting it online. And I thought, that's what I can do to grow my database. I can create like a show where I interview people every week live. I don't have to sell on a webinar every week. I can actually interview people on a webinar, okay, kind of like a podcast, but we put some slides together. We can show their face or whatever. And I can interview people, and I can use that as content to grow my list to then feed them back into my webinar where I sold the $594 worth of stuff, that package for $300. I can feed them back into there after they've built a rapport with me and see me interviewing other people. And I felt really good with that because I was like, I'm giving great value. It gives me an excuse to email my list and all of that. And then so I took that step there. And then the next challenge was, oh, my God, you know, like, I need to hire someone. And I couldn't hire someone because I'd never hired someone before. And I was too busy to hire someone. And then I went through challenge after challenge on learning how to manage people and how to build a business. I read books, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, How to Be a Great Leader, all of these things that I had to learn and evolve. But the good thing is you can evolve as you go, step by step. But what I recommend to people is find what you're really good at and find a business partner. And you do what you're good at and they do what they're good at. You don't want to be both good at the same thing. I'm a creator, so I don't want to find another creator because we'll sit around and talk about ideas and nothing will get done. I'm very blessed to be married to a mechanic. My wife, I just tell her I want to do this, and she goes and she's booked the venue before I finish talking. She's organized the guest list and everything. She's a mechanic. But ask her to come up with an idea and she'll struggle. So find someone who complements you, and you look at all the best companies in the world. You know, Google, there's 2 guys. PayPal started with 2 or 3 guys. YouTube started with 2 or 3 guys. And find people who complement your skills, not conflict with, and basically you can build a better business. Because if I knew that earlier, Mark, I would have gladly given up 50% of my business to someone who could have done that, and we would have made $1 billion by now, because I had no competition. I mean, only now in the last couple of years, everyone's jumped on the webinar bandwagon and you've got people teaching webinars, and that's great. It's fantastic. But for 5 years, I was there in this space by myself saying, guys, why isn't anyone else doing this? This is the most underrated business model ever, is webinars. And, you know, only now in the last couple of years have people sort of cottoned onto it. But that was probably the biggest challenge for me, is understanding now I've got a great product, I've got a great system, I've got passion, but how do I build a business around this thing? And that was the biggest challenge for me.
And your theme with the challenge is that it comes back to the environment that you're in, making sure you're in this environment where you're obtaining the value that you need to be obtaining. You're around the right group of people who have the experience that you want to become more experienced in. So reshaping our environments is really key to our success. And part of reshaping our environment is self-education. So like listening to episodes on the Breakthrough Success podcast, or just any podcast or audiobook in general, that's going to give you a really big edge, because you're learning so much new things. So Stephen, with self-knowledge in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us three great books that you could think of that you believe would have a positive impact on us.
Absolutely. I think right now the new book that came out, Unleash the Millionaire Within, was from Mark Anastasi, is an amazing book that that everybody must read if they really, really want to reach their full potential. And you know, Mark talks about stop thinking small, stop thinking in terms of, you know, making a $1 million business, or, you know, carving out an existence for yourself, and start thinking bigger. You know, right now he's working on a $1 billion deal. You know, it's really, and it doesn't take much more effort to think big. You know, as when I was in Los Angeles at the real estate conference, I saw Donald Trump speaking, and he said, if you're going to think, you might as well think big. And it's a true thing, because you're going to be thinking anyway. It's not much more effort to go bigger. All the work that it takes to build a business, why build a small business and say, I'm a small business owner, when from the very beginning you go, I'm going to build an absolute empire. And if you fall short, you end up with a small to medium business anyway. So you know, really thinking big is a great one. Really, if someone's starting out from scratch right now and you don't even have the right mindset of a business owner, you need to read The Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki, because that really talks about, you need to, as a business owner, understand who you're talking to at the core. For example, if I'm talking to an employee, I can tell I'm talking to an employee mindset person in the first 5 minutes. I would not offer them a percentage of my business, because they want security. They want that paycheck. You know, whereas if I'm talking to an entrepreneur, I know I can offer him 50% of the business, and he's going to get excited, and he's going to work days, nights, and weekends to get the job done. You know, so you need to understand who you are, what your tendency is, who your family is, who the people around you are. So when you speak to them, you speak to them at that level. And that book taught me that about myself, and it taught me that about other people. So in a couple of minutes, I can decipher who I'm speaking to when I'm hiring, when I'm looking at business partnerships, because I have, you know, five companies and we're launching another company now. And it's like, I need to know who I'm working with in that capacity, whether to make them the CEO and pay them a lot of money, or whether to give them a percentage. So that's very important. And then if you want to learn about webinars and go deeper into what I'm talking about here, you can grab a copy of one of two of my books. I've got The Webinar Revolution, which I co-authored with the vet who we helped build a $1 million business with, The Webinar Revolution in Amazon, and Money on Demand, which my wife wrote that book, 16 Ways to Make Money with Webinars as a Business Model. So there's a few books for you to get immersed in.
Stephen, thank you for those great book recommendations. I'll post all those on the show notes, which will be at markcaberti.com/E133. And before we wrap up this episode, I'd like to flip the tables a little bit. So, Stephen, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
That is a great question. You got to, I think, like, you know, in all areas of our life, our health, wellness, and our business, relationships, you know, things like that, we need to be asking ourselves the right questions. So instead of saying to myself, how come I never find, You know, how come I'm not finding the right relationship? So how can I attract my soulmate? You know, what am I looking for in my soulmate? You know, how can I sell more products? You know, asking your brain, engaging your brain and just forgetting about it. Sometimes it's like the most amazing computer in the world. It can bring you things just if you just ask and get out of the way. It's so make sure you're asking yourself all the right questions in all the areas of your life. There isn't really one question I can give you.
And I mean, it's interesting how different questions will have, like in some context,
about relationships. Yeah, a great question to ask yourself. And I'm going to make this specifically about webinars because that's what we've been talking about here, is when you go to bed at night, when you're closing your eyes, do what Einstein used to do and meditate on a powerful question. And the question I always ask myself was, how can I make this offer so irresistible that every single person on the webinar tomorrow is going to buy?
Stephen, that is a really great question. And it gets to the core of what you need to have a successful business, which is sales. So having that webinar and think about how is this going to get people to buy, that's going to give you money, the lifeline of your business, so you can continue to spread your message. So that is a question we need to be asking ourselves continuously. And Stephen, I can't thank you enough for stopping by, sharing all of your great insights. And if you want to learn more about Stephen, you can head over to x10effect.com. He has a lot of great content there. And we've been talking about Unleash the Millionaire Within. So there's a website for that, unleashmillionairewithin.com. Stephen is going on a book and seminar tour for that book, which was written by Mark Anastasi, who Stephen has mentioned a few times. So unleashmillionairewithin.com and also x10effect.com to learn more about Stephen. Stephen, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to share your insights on the show. Thank you for being a guest on the Breakthrough Success Podcast.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgaberti.com/retweets.